was there ever a time that you wished that Terman hadn't been so involved? Was there ever a time when you would have liked more of the Hewlett-Packard system of participatory?
Not really. I was going to make a facetious answer. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a facetious answer, and then I'll give you another one. The facetious answer is, almost every time I was with him, I wished he wasn't so involved. And it was because he had one of these minds that went like that, and I always had the feeling that I was about two words behind in informing him on something. And he was a phrase ahead of me. And I guess that wasn't the case, because we had a very long period of interaction which existed only at his pleasure, so it must have been all right. But he was he moved right along, believe me. On the other hand, he was very much prone to tossing you into the pool and letting you sink or swim. Mm-hmm. And then his primary involvement was one of monitoring. He was a great monitor. And it was much, much more monitoring than it was direction, as long as he was happy. Mm-hmm. And if he was happy, you really had a free hand. And that could go on for months or years, you see. That was very nice. That was very nice. And that was true, I'm sure, all through the thing. I'm sure it was true with his faculty and his department heads and the school's whole thing.
So would the losers just not be around anymore? Is that...
the losers just tended to get sidetracked. That's particularly true in a university, because you just don't throw people out. Excuse me, somebody just woke me. Out of certain roles.
He would move somebody out of a role.
He would move people out, yes. You know.
Could you tell me about that some? I'm not trying to dig up dirt. I'm trying to find out more about how he operated in a real world. What he had was a... What I'm beginning to see is that there was a community of people, that the story I think I'm going to want to tell is beyond Terman. I might have mentioned this when I was chatting with you about my project on the phone, but in any case, so I need to see, in some sense to begin to look at Terman I need to look at Terman operating in the real world, because the community of people I'm talking to were all the people who won.
Well, he had, there were some people that at RRL, and there were some people that came to Stanford into research projects. That, for whatever reason, didn't really fit in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not a reflection on them.
I think
their names are unimportant. But,
yeah.
But they were well-known people, or they would not have gotten into those. I'm talking about people in significant roles. And they would be gone. And sometimes you wouldn't know why. And I think for the most part, people would think, well, that's probably good. He didn't make very many mistakes. And that's a subjective statement on my part, because I thought at times, I thought there were a couple of times he did, but
in terms of choosing people, you're talking about
choosing
now.
People, yeah. or keeping them too long, or not keeping them long enough. But you see, I don't know what his relation was with them in that detail.
Yes.
But there were people that were into positions and then left. And here at the university, of course, Terman was very much interested in the expansion of the School of Engineering, which was a dominant thing for 20 years there while he was in there, you see. That was and getting good people he was just absolutely polarized on that. He did not want people that he didn't think were good. There was a mechanism by which you could bring people in, either as in the research category, such as I was in, or in a quasi-faculty role, which made a difference in the apportionment of one's time. You do some teaching, more teaching, but you're also into research. But that was a non-tenure relationship, and some of those people made it, and some lot more didn't make it. So it was a good screening opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Well, that must have been behind him, in some sense, saying, why don't you do this for a while, when he suggested to you that
just
a proper caution for an administrator or for somebody who's going to be responsible for it down the line.
No, I'm sure if it hadn't worked, I would have been doing something else.
Yeah.